Meisim, but besides, instead of Meisim, the Poyel, the Shaita, temporarily, off and north, looking for Meisim, they bring in a Tia, that an Eteia, they made an Eteia Shroshim, Garinim, that eventually Sameach, Paris, Ilonis in Paris. Spoke about Meisim Tanim, last week he spoke about Kfias. From the Gemara Chagigo. The Torah says that's in the Gemara, the Darshan, the Pasuk of Divrei Chachamim Kedavonos Kemasmeiros Netuin. That's the Makor of Chayil Nachta B'Sechena, the Torah is considered in Tia. And we saw that it's Makor is Dafka Inim is Talta. And we saw Mitzvah Shakatai in the Sugya that although Kfius with Ikvius, Mitzalechot is a certain sacrifice. In the immediate production, immediate performance. But that dafka brings to Netia. Agaf, Shtetzach, I assume the Gemara, Stam, the Oilam, looked up the Gemara Chagiga. My Mekhoim is recorded about it. You should look inside. I'm mentioning it's Stam, not Stam, it's the Yisrael Union. When you hear a good vort in a shir, in a vad, the difference is, if you look at the Mar Mokam, you're not, is exactly the difference between Nanati and Nanati. It's not just Bidyuk. When you hear a good word, so the word, the Magad Shir, giving the Vada, he got his point across. I have to go look it up. He got his point across. That's Mamish the Chiluk. If you just want the point, you just want the message, you just want the thing, maybe you can say it over to somebody else. So then, fine. But if you want an Atiyah, if you want it to be Natua by you, so you have to go to where he took it from. You go and you look it up. And then it can become an Atiyah. It's true of Adi, Nashir Iyun, Nashir Halacha, Nashir Musar. It's true any Mar Mokum, if you want to become an Atiyah, you have to be Ma'ayin Bifnim. Like upon him, we saw last week, we saw that message that requires a Kvius and an Ikvius. So we wanted to go to another Nakuda tonight, another Hadgosha. It's Mamash of the same Pasuk, this same Pasuk that we saw last week, that the Torah in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah says is the Makar for Chayilim to Sachenu. The same Pasuk in Kailas, for a good base. Divrei Chachamim Kedaboinos Kemasmeiros Netuin. Chazal in another place, Darshan if another Nakuda. They Darshan if another Nakuda. It's Meridike, Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Nosoi, Parshu Yudalid. Says the following. He must say him to him divrei Torah b'otam. Mamash, our question, we're trying to mavar the ganzes man. When do divrei Torah become the tuim b'otam of this pasuk? When did divrei Torah says the tuim? When did become the tuim b'otam? Bizman shebaleihem ne'esofim. The safe of that pasuk is balei asufis. It says afterwards, kemasmeiros ne'tuim balei asufis. Chazal darshan loshim because rabbeinu me'esofim means. And those who said, the Talmud Chacham, the Rebbe, who was the source of this Divrei Torah, when he leaves this world, this Medrash is the Makor in Nigle, Al Kaponim, is the Makor in Nigle. The idea that when a Tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, dies, the day of his dies, that's the day when you can make a kinyan in his Torah. All the Tzaddikim. Stay in the Medrash, there's a certain Hanchola of a person's Torah, Kishabalehem Nisafim. Then Nituim, his Divrei Torah could be Nituim in his Talmidim. What's the site? What's the site? What's special there? Shteita, maybe the Gemedrash of that. Zabshat. Maybe in Yonim, Mustamah, the Steve Zachan also, but Zabshat. Shteita, Medrash, maybe the Gemedrash. Listen to the Medrash. Kol's Mansha Rabbi Kayim. When the Rebbe is dead, the Rebbe is living. Who Yamaflig Loimer, Kol's Mansha, and it's Tare, Hare Rabbi Lafane, and he's Shoel. The Rebbe's dog. I have a problem. I want to get something clear. I go ask him. So problem. I go ask the Rebbe exactly what he meant. a Rebbe in Torah, a Rebbe in Halacha, a Rebbe in Musar, whatever, in Arjocha. I'll ask him, it's no problem. Meis Rabbi, Hare, Yageya B'yoim V'ilayla L'kayim Talmudoy. Now all of a sudden, I'd have Shvitzim. Yoim V'ilayla requires a Naya Yageya L'yoim V'ilayla L'kayim Talmudoy, the Gaf from his Rebbe. Why? Yedeo, Shein Loi L'misho. Have Yoimer, a Mose, Heim Nituim, B'odam Azeh, B'zman Shabalayim Nesofim Yim. It's not much again. Another tzir of Das Balabas, Tari Lekha Das Balabas. When does a person get most out of his Rebbe? When does he get most out of the Rebbe? When he's in Makab? Of course, when he's alive. When he's alive, when he's giving over the Torah, when he's Beisona, when it's dear, when it's clear. No. That's not. It could be that's when it's Taka the clearest. But that's not when there's a Netiyah. That's what we're learning this month. There's something called a Netiyah. And the Netiyah happens, Kinnira, it sounds like, a certain way, Dafka, when the Rebbe's not there. We can't wait that late. Can't wait till that happens. We have to mech meivah some shalom. We have to take a nekuda from the chazal. What does it mean? What's the nekuda? The nekuda is coming like this. Shtei do. The netiyah is not totally with how clear the shir is, how amazing, how moiridik, how advarm smeichim kinsinosa misinai kinir. That is not totally with the netiyah. The netiyah, one of the ikar nekudas netiyah, is how much of me is involved there. How much am I involved? You could have hundreds of people sitting in the shir. Go to a bash shir. There are hundreds of people sitting in the shir. Hundreds of people. Number Kamuva. Out of those hundreds of people, first wipe off a lot of them don't understand Bechlal. I'm not talking about them. A person understands them. But how many of them change? How many of them, after sitting there a year or 2 years or 3 years, how many of them something stays for a year, for 2 years, for years to come? How many of them it changes? It makes a relation on them. It stays by them. It's a pillar. What's the deciding factor? Why do some people, it becomes, they get a mahalach, and they get a netiyah. Why? Because there's some people who, the shir is married, and they understood it, and it's beautiful, but they're not there, bechlal. What does it mean they're not there? Of course they heard. Of course it went into the ear. They understood. They might even be able to say it over to somebody else. But there was none of a yegeya b'yoyim v'layla l'kayim tamud. It means you weren't involved in your way. Yeah, it's clear. What I have to add on anything? It's clear. What I have to add? The Rebbe's saying it's clear. And if you have a question, I'll go ask him. But where's your individual input? Where's your individual contribution to what's going on? And a tia we saw last week, and a tia means that it becomes basar echa with your lev. The Talmud Chacham, who's saying the beautiful Divrei Torah, he's saying of a bayu, it's a matona, you're receiving that. If something wants to become the tua in your leiv moyach, your leiv moyach has to be involved. This is an akuda we're seeing in this medrash. This is an akuda. And Kinnir is stating the medrash, sometimes in a certain way, it's hard for a person to totally put himself in Gansin. Kol zman hefalosach af the Rebbe. If the Rebbe is there, it's sometimes he's not putting himself in Gansin, the Rebbe's there, because he's... But I don't want that last one. I want an akuda. Shteita. Anu is the third nekuda we're saying. If we want to make an atiyah, we have to be involved. We have to have our own input. We could be going through an amazing ruchniyistik experience. We could be experiencing a meirdik, a hechere, meroimimdik experience. And it could be amazing b'shaitoy. Unbelievable. Of an atiyah event nizayin. Avifel, we're not going to be there. Avifel, you're not going to have something, your input in it. An atiyah event nizayin. The same nekuda. One of the Zohar, if you test Man Aleph, he's the first capital of Tilim, second Pasuk, state the Ashrei Ish. Ki im b'toyros Hashem cheftzoy u'b'toyrosoy yega yom v'layla. But what's the Gemara? Gemara, first, there seems to be a steer. In the beginning of the Pasuk is called Toyros Hashem. In the Sefik, second part of the Pasuk, in the Sefik, it's called Toyrosoy Zogin Chazal. B'tchila, Amarava, B'tchila, Nikras, Torah Hashem. Amarava, B'tchila, Nikras, Al-Shmoy, Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'Psoif, Nikras, Al-Shmoy. Shenemar, B'Torah Hashem, Chefse, B'Torosa, Yomim, V'Layla. What changed? What changed from the Reif of the Sefer? Look in the Pasuk. In the beginning, it was Torah Hashem, Cheftzoy. He had a Chefetz. He's a Mavakesh. He wants, Gevaldik. But yet, He didn't get b'miyageya. He didn't sacrifice, he didn't push, strain himself to understand with his own havana, to be moisif. He wasn't miyageya, wasn't ma'ayin. When he's ma'ayin, all of a sudden, then it becomes toirasoi. The Gemara in this condition, the Flamed Beis, Amed Beis, and the Sugi of Kavod Talmud Chacham, the Gemara there says, that although melech shemochel ha-kvoide, ain't kvoide mochel, but rabbi shemochel ha-kvoide, kvoide mochel. So the Gemara, the Torah is his. The Torah is his to be mochel. In! Torah delay him. His is thine Torah. It's his Torah. It's his Torah that he could be mochel. Why? This is my chazal. That agam b'tchilat z'nikra Torah Hashem. Aber, then it becomes Torah delay. I saw once that the Snechemet brings Mepharshim from Poiskim. It say Halacha Lamaisa, based on this Gemara Kedushin, that a Talmud Chacham who was like, he's talking about this old man, was like a computer chip. He's not Mechadish, he just knows Kol Terakul. He knows Kol Terakul, but he's not Mechadish, he cannot be Meichel Al Kaida. Because the Gemara says the only one you can be Meichel Al Kaida, Torah delay, is Terosa Yege Yom Malayla. It's when you have an input in Torah. It's when Torah is spewing forth from your seichel. Oh, but you have a lot of Torah in you. That's Torah Hashem. It's not, you can't be mukhal Torah Hashem. You have to be. This is this pasuk. Now let's go weiter. What's the next pasuk in the same kapitel in Tillim? The next pasuk is Vahoyo ke'eitz shosul al palge mayim asher piryo yitein beitoy valei lo yibo. Right. This is what we're talking about. If you want to become an eitz. If you want to come in, can you hear that's the hemshich? After you have Torah, so yege yoimam v'layla. If it's dying Torah, if you have a chelik in it, again, Torah so means your Torah, your havana, your teisefes havana, you, the way you understand it, whether you're making the Rebbe's Torah less or more, whatever you're doing with it, but it's you. If it's yours, then you could have all your ke'ech, shosol, alpal, ge'emayim, v'alei, kol ha'shayasi yatzliach. Then you become an eitz shosol apal gemayim. Nochma, we see the same thing. An eitz requires teruah soy. B'toich the sugya v'diyah, there's a hemshich. Last week we spoke about that the makbil, the parallel, a mayon and a be'er is the parallel to an eitz be'etzem in mayim. Pasukim over there brings a pasuk in Mishlei. Gemara is talking about the seder halima of a person. There's different kufas in a person's life. How he grows in learning. The Gemara brings them here with the pasuk. Pasuk initially states, "Parakei, shesei mayim mi beirecha v'noizlim mitoich beirecha." The Gemara here doesn't quote the next pasuk. The next pasuk is a very often quoted pasuk. Yofutzu mayin asecha chutza berchoyvayis palgei mayim. Is a seder and how a person is supposed to grow in learning. B'tchila shesei mi beirecha ulpsoy v'noizlim mitoich mi beirecha. The Gemara is very mekatzer. There's a chavis dvarim the going in that pasuk initially. Going to Mishlei, he says that there are three tkufas in a person's learning. He's magdir. This is the first time, the first tkufa is when a person learns by a Rebbe. A person learns by a Rebbe. That's the first tkufa. That's like a bor. Shesei mayim mi barecha. The second tkufa, the Goyin says, is when a person learns by himself. He's not yet being mashpia necessarily. He's not going to be marbit ter. He stops going to a Rebbe. He stops going to Yashir. But he's ikrit kufa, he's being mechadish by himself. He's mechadish, that's be'ei recha, it's me'ein ma'ayin, and be'er is the tchil of ma'ayin. And the third kufa, he says, the Goyin says, when you come a mashpia. Another place the Goyin compares this to a bas. The first kufa, you're a bas. The second kufa, you're an achoyis, you're a sister. And the last kufa, you're an aim, you're a mashpia. There's three kufas. Zok the Goyin, this is ze al gav ze. The one is built off the other one. In the mahalach of how a person builds himself. Ki abol ishto is mayim min abor, shu mayim mechunosim. So a bor, we spoke about this last week, a bor, it receives from outside of it. It receives from outside of it. But lamaisa, there's no mekor, there's no source, there's nothing flowing in the... Zok de goyin, tzorch lichnois b'toich elishach mishamayim, he be a gir rabba. You have to go down to get the water from the bor. It doesn't rise up b'chalam. Seems like there are two types of mayon. There's a mayon, a bear, where the water rises to the top and it doesn't overflow and spill all over the place. It just goes up. So you don't got to go down to it. It comes to you. That's already noizlim mitoich beirecha. It's already flowing. It goes up. But it's not going all over the place. The third kufa is it's flying all over. That's part of a rava. Yefutzim anisecha chusa b'chayvus palgimayim. Zok the goyin, each one. Shloish is manim b'teira. Echad kashu loymi mi rabbi. And the goyin's magish, that's not the time you're supposed to be mechadish. When a person's sitting by his rebbe, that's not the time you're supposed to be putting out birchas shmuels. That's not the time you're putting out your chedushim. That's the time you're being mekabel. Hasheni kashaloymid la'atzmoy. You started being mechadish. Noizlim. Hashlishi kashamalamid la'chir. All of a sudden, dear, in that kuf in life, there's a tremendous period of a rivet. It's not a rational, not a logical. The hashpo, the impact is por v'rova. Yafutzim en esecha chutzim. But one is built on the other. Now, I have a posh adiyak, I don't adiyak. Even in the first kufa, where it says, shesei mayim bi barecho, it says, boi recho. It doesn't say, shesei mayim mi boi roi. It says, shesei mayim mi boi recho. Kenira, even when you're being mekabel Torah by a Rebbe, you're supposed to have what we call your knech, your havon in his Torah. It has to be boi recho. You have to be involved, because if you're not involved, this is pashut, this is a basic choice people make. If you're not involved in any which way, it could be the most amazing shir. It could be the most amazing experience. Oh, but if you're not there, you're not adding something there, there's no netiyah. Right? You're getting your whole mahalach from a Rebbe. That's what you're going to a Rebbe for. Where's the netiyah? Where's it going to be implanted if you're not there? If a person is not asking, you know, what did I think? What did I think afterwards? What exactly does it mean? Is he not fearing guys loose ends of what's being said? If he doesn't go over, look up at the Maharmakim himself, nothing's happening. We always talk about one of the basic, the best things to do is to write. Learn how to write. I always quote a famous Marsha in Baba Basa, Daf Yudam Abayz. Marsha says, the way Torah makes a Roshim, Limud Habo al Yedei Ksiv Azyad Hu Sha'oyse Boy Roshim. When you write B'shas Ma'isa, that's nothing. You're writing the words of the Rebbe. That's not your own thing. That's nothing, but it's not this. Afterwards, a different time, a person in his own words puts what he heard, even in his own words, what he got out of what comes out. That's a tchil of an atiyah. That's there. That's b'yrecha. It just became b'yrecha. You're saying over something. You're writing over what something else says. Oh, but it's b'yrecha. Without that, it's nothing. It's nothing. You go to hear an amazing. You heard an amazing shir in the parsha during Mincha and Marav on Shabbos day. Amazing. If you don't add anything into it, I'm maftiach. There's no atiyah. Nothing. Garnish v'blayim v'nem. She gets chayr. You heard Torah. Gvaldik. Oh, I'm an atiyah. Something's going to come out of it. Something's nothing. It's a cloud called a Latia. And this is not only true in Torah, this is true in Musar. And even here, it's even more counterintuitive. It's so hard. It's such a big challenge. Because the sugi we're talking about, we keep on talking about two dimensions of time in this whole mind. There's the face value, there's the present. And then there's the deeper layer of the person. And kikol that it's more meridik b'shas ma'isa. Kikol that it's klur. And kikol that it's more meroim in b'shas ma'isa. There's no need for the person b'chalal to be mice of anything. And he thinks it's so boring to him that Gevaldik. We just spoke about kfias. I'm not missing another Seder for the rest of the year. For the rest of my life, I'm not missing another Seder. Is that taka going to happen? You heard it klar. It's klar. Mamish kamoish mi pi agvur. If b'shas ma'isa, you're not involved, you're missing the ganze netiyah. There's Rabbeinu Yoina, we've quoted many, many times in the Lada. It's a classic. It's Rabbeinu Yoina. This is mamish. Mamish this noise in Musa. We always quote this Rabbeinu Yoina to explain the tremendous phenomenon. We always speak about the phenomenon. We think about it, it's mind-boggling. In the past 10, 15, 20 years, there's been an explosion of shiurim, nashkofa, to all areas, to all layers of the public. All layers. My mother, she's a valuable lady, Baruch Hashem. She lives in the heart of Flatbush. And she goes to, I think, 4 or 5 shiurim on a shkofa every single week. Balbatisha, Flatbush lady. She's sitting with 300, 400 ladies. They're hearing 4 or 5 shiurim. Laya Kamoyusi Bakalayus like that. Laya Kamoyusi, she's one example. An explosion of Shi'uri hashkafa that are given to every single part and chelik of Klal Yisrael. There was no such a thing. The shiurim that are available, the different types of shurim in every area, from the Aleph Atov, meridik from Riyadin. It's meridik from Riyadin. Every neighborhood has for this and for that, for every area for this. So we should be growing much more. But the Pell is, the phenomenon is that look, people are changing 50 times less than they changed. Go back 30 and 40 years ago, there was nothing. There was nothing going on, nothing. You go into yeshiva, maybe a shir, the Rav, Zichr didn't give a shir, every Minchan Maariv, that's for sure. Today, there's no sort of shul that holds itself epis, a little bit choshev, has to have a shir every single Friday night, every single yontiv, and the Chanukah, they have to have 8 shurim, and every koil has to have it. There's tons of, everything, there's a ribui shir. But why is it the opposite, that people are changing less? What's the pshat? People are hearing so much more Musar than they ever heard. At least about it, they're hearing more. Simple person, what's the pshat? This is Rabbeinu, it's very simple. It's like, Rabbeinu talks about how you're supposed to hear Musar. Rabbeinu says, very, very sad thing. Rabbeinu is the end of Shar Sheni. And he says, pshat, in the Ein Anili Mili Mishnah, in Ovis, in Ein Anili Mili Shini La'atzmi Mo'ani, in Vim Lo Yachshav Emesai. Zok to Beni Yoina. Im ein anili mili, you have to be present. You have to be there. What does that mean? Most people learn. There's different kufas. Amol, you have to go to other people. And amol, you have to go yourself. You have to go to hear shurim. You have to go to hear svarim. You have to go. But you also listen. No, Beni Yoina learns. Im ein anili mili means, in the same time, while you're hearing the shmuz, while you're reading the sefer, Im ain anidli me there. Am I there? Listen to what he says. Beira dover. This mamish ar sugi, we're dealing with this also. This man. Im odim lo yoirer nafshoi ma yoyilu amusarim. We're talking about someone who's going to Musar. Now he's not going to say to Musar. He's going to say to Musar. Obim lo yoirer nafshoi ma yoyilu amusarim. Ki afal pi shenichnosim beliboi bi yoyim shomoi. He walks out and he says, that Rabbi Bamberger, oh, what a shit, whoa! Knocked off, I'm floored! Oh! Nichnosim b'libay b'yom shomoy! Abi yishakhim hayetzer v'yavir milvavoy. Why? Brings two psukim. V'chaz dechem kanan boiker. Chesed, a good thing sometimes can be like a fleeting cloud. V'nemar, this is the pasuk I want to shtel on. V'nemar. Kesef nivchor loshen tzadik leiv v'shoyim kemat. There's a juxtaposition of Pasuk and Mishlei Perek Yud. It says, the Reish of the Pasuk says, Kesef Nifcher Loshem Tzadik. What does it mean? Zokta Goyim. Zokta Bein Yoyna. Musar HaTzadik Zach B'li Sig U'Lishoyin Nifcher. The Tzadik, he could be the best speaker and he could be a Kaddish person. He's laying it down so clearly. Kesef Nifcher. He has a clip of the tongue. He has a chosen tongue. His tongue speaks. He says it beautiful. He's well spoken. Beautiful, and it's beautiful. But Keneged Zed, the posik is juxtaposed. Avalev harishoyim hashoyim musar rega echod hu. Lev harishoyim is me and you. Lev harishoyim doesn't mean the person who's overall Russia. It means any part of the person that's imperfected, has not been perfected. Lev harishoyim kemat. Taitcha benina means it lasts for a rega. What is the word rega? Rega means what we're dealing with this entire time. Rega doesn't mean a second. It doesn't mean a person says, I'm going to listen to it a second later, I'm not going to listen. That's not what it means. Rega means that the whole, what's toif is the oilam of the Shemaya is the immediate result. The immediate result. His lave has mokum to hear the immediate result. And the male in the immediate result, gavaldik, I'm finished, I don't have anything more to do. I just heard about how bad it is Lashon Hara. How much would he speak about Dan Lekav Chavchus? How many times are you going to hear that you have to crawl into another person's line? You can speak about it a million times. Not one person will change. Not one person will change. It's a pellet. It's a pellet noira. You go out of the place and the mother in law will go start. It's a, okay, give an example. It's unbelievable. It's a pellet. What's the pshat? It asks for a rega. Why does it last for a rega? Why does it last for a rega? Not because you're not serious. You're serious. But because you hear exactly what the tzaddik says, it enters the face value, it enters above the karka, we call above the karka, but it doesn't enter, you didn't make an atiyah. You didn't make an atiyah. You don't want to make an atiyah, what do you got to do? Zaka ben yeyna, you got to be there. Ben yeyna says afterwards, what do you have to do? Sarach adam b'shomi amusar, l'oyrer nafshoy, v'losum advorim aliboy, v'lachshoy b'emtomid, v'aleim yoysif lekach, u'miliboy yoytzim.
You have to be there.
This is what we're talking about tonight. You gotta be there. You gotta be Yosef Lechach umiliba Yoitzi Milin. You have to think, okay, the tzaddik said that, beautiful. He spoke about kviyas, he spoke about lashon hara. What does that do with me? Maisa, let me think about my schedule. And I'm the lady going to a shir, and she's about to have lunch with her friend afterwards. What are we going to do afterwards? It's going to be very hard not to talk lashon hara. So what does that mean to us? Why? So why take? We just heard what it's like to talk lashon hara. What do we think about that? Why do we live a life different than that? What does your heart and your mind feel about that? Obviously, when you start dealing with that, it's not it becomes not so clear. And it's not maybe Valdika, but we start in a tea, and the tea is not as clear. Musar Zochter Ben Yoina needs that you're there b'shas maisa. When you come there b'shas maisa, when you put your input in, and this is so tricky, it's so tricky, because the clearer it is, the more meridic it is. And this is the medrash we bought. This is the medrash. It's not just the medrash. Who would think that when the Rebbe's not there, when the Rebbe's not lived, that's the time to make an idea? That's not good. Obviously, like I said, we can't only wait when the Rebbe's not there. We have to find ways to put ourselves in. And there's where the Netiya starts. I want to just fear us the last few minutes here. This is very negea to a noise. It's very sensitive. Very negea. Say whether you're still growing from Abatzah's Torah or you're oisik in Abatzah's Torah. The trend already, zikr a decade in Abatzah's Torah, the past tkufa, there's been a tremendous change in the frumis, the most serious. It used to be, just know there's a difference between the difference when I came to the mirror and the day you come to the mirror. It used to be, the Mahalach and Abbas's Torah was the Talmud has to come to the Rebbe. The Talmud has to come to the Rebbe, the Talmud has to come to the Torah. That's the Mahalach. You came into the mirror, there was no Meshiv, there was no nothing. You go, there's a base medrash. You want to go Torah, you got to harv and schwitz and make yourself a sugar. If not, no one's going to say anything to you. Go fly a kite. Get out of here. No one's catering, no one's pandering, no one's wrapping a Torah together on a plate and giving it to you. No, that's not the way we go. It changed. I'm getting into it now. It's not even the forum to get into all the problem. There's tremendous change, and as we're going on and on and on. The kivun has been to try to wrap up the Torah in a way to make it accessible, very available to the Talmud. We're not only talking about Talmud Yeshiva, we're talking about an entire Torah. We're talking about the explosion of translation of all kinds of Svarim. Translation of all kinds of Svarim. Sifrei Ezer, Rashi Kepshutai, every single Sefer has an aid Sefer that helps you learn it. I mean, how many people don't know how to learn more Chumash Rashi by themselves today? They don't know how to learn Chumash Rashi by themselves today. I think they're trying to put out Chushu Reb Chaim Halevi in English. They're doing the Chushu Reb Chaim Halevi. Is it true or not? They're putting every single thing in English, and of course the English form on the side of the paragraphs, they have a sign, you know exactly which paragraph, what it's talking about, you shouldn't have to look too long. Every single thing is putting, it's in every area. A parsha of the week, you want to get a good vorn in the parsha, who has to go through the Banal Torah, who has to go through the Rashi Torah, everything. You get a pamphlet, it's already, you have all the greatest hits of the Chavetz Chaim, of the Erech Chaim HaKadosh on the week, the Klerik Yoker, you have all, you don't have to go through it, you don't have anything. In every single area of Torah, in Halacha, if you're kidding, today, Pulins, every area in Halacha, you want to fly in the plane, you want to know the Halacha, you get to the plane, you have it in the Kuntres. Every single thing, we're coming, we're trying to make it. It's a Vada needed. I'm not gonna, it's not the form, it's not a protein, it's not a drocha, Vada is true. But you have to know, say, if you're gaining from it, say, if you're giving it, it comes with a cost, the price. And this is also good. It's not, it's doing something, and it's needed, but it's a cost. And this is our sugya. And as much as you are making it and wrapping up every single thing available for the Talmud, the less he has to be miyageya, the less he has to fight. So you're helping one thing, because you're bringing Torah to him, and maybe he wouldn't run after the Torah. We're too spoiled today. No one's going to run after. Maybe. That's another sugya. But we have to realize that that we're spoon-feeding the Talmud in all areas. In the Havon and learning, in his hardships, with the spoon feeding is all over the place. But always say me that we're spoon feeding or we're getting spoon fed. But always say me that you choose to take an easier safer instead of a harder safer. Instead of an easier safer, you take a harder safer. People say, I tell people I like the safer, Ali Short. I tell people Ali Short, they said Hebrew's too hard. And they say it, a Musa Seder, instead of me learning half an hour straight, a Musa Seder. I end up learning maybe 5 minutes most of the time. And I said, okay, Seder. You're right. I'm asking. You have to spend more, but you're gonna put yourself in there. You're gonna be working hard for something. This is a sugya. People are not willing to sacrifice for an atiyah. I'm not looking for immediate results. I'm looking for an atiyah. In the immediate results, the results are great. When you come down and you tailor make things and you put it, it's good to go. Mamish takeout, you put a takeout, immediate is gavaldic. But in atiyah, we're losing good time. There's a big sugya, there's a majorly nagiyah to the sugya. Upon it, anyways, going back to the ikra sugya that we're speaking about, this is the noisei. An atiyah requires, this is the medrash, an atiyah requires the mensh. When it's Teirosai, Moshe Abaylim Nesofim, Dafka, when I have to be involved, I can't follow Zichon the Rebbe, I can't follow Zichon the Sefer, I have to be involved, that's the Netiyah. Then there's a Mahalach of, or Yoke Eitz Shosol, Palge Mayim, Alei Lo Yibah.